You're listening to 2015.
The Week in New Music.
On Triple J.
On Triple J, it's such a great track. That is Bonfire Season, which is a new track from the English band Gallows. They've been going now for 10 years and their fourth album is coming out in a couple of weekends' time. The fourth album for Gallows is called Desolation Sounds, and this is going to be the second record, which features their new vocalist, Wade McNeil, who used to be with Alexis on Fire. Frank Carter, their original vocalist, split just before the making of the third album, the self-titled album of 2012, and Wade McNeil was given the call and he said, yep, I'll travel the Atlantic and come over and join you guys. So Desolation Sounds is the new record. They've really expanded upon their beyond their sort of punk beginnings as well with this new record. This fourth album really gets into sort of some really gothic and sort of heavy rock material and sort of leaves their punk sound of yesteryear behind. Anyway, I got the chance to speak to Wade McNeil this week about the new album from Gallows, and I started by actually coming up with a description which lagged their guitarist came up with himself for this new record. He actually described the record as an open wound, and I wanted to see whether Wade thought the same.
What an incredible way to describe a record. Yeah, I think that's a very succinct way of putting it. I think, we tried to do something really different this time, and especially even in the singles we led with, you know, we put out Bonfire Season and Chains, and I think there's very much the kind of punk and hardcore staples that people would expect from a Gallows record that I think are even a little bit more rock and roll or heavier than some of the stuff we've done in the past. But we kind of initially wanted to just throw all those ideas out the window and, you know, put out some stuff that was gloomier, and especially something like Bonfire Season that's almost, you know, death rock and kind of dirgy and gothy.
Killing Joke actually came to mind when I first heard Bonfire Season.
Oh, that's awesome. You know, I think the four of us we have very, very eclectic musical taste, and we weren't restricting ourselves as to what we were trying to do this time. But what I think I'm the most proud of is in the songs that aren't as heavy, I still feel like they have this kind of weight to them, this kind of darkness, something oppressive about them, and that's something that I'm really proud of.
Yeah, so was the band, I mean, I love it when bands do sort of, you know, want to do something different with a record, but sometimes, you know, half the band want to do this and the other half want to go somewhere completely different. You're all totally on the same page?
Yeah, I mean, I think with the last record, we very much knew what we wanted to do, and that was make a short, fast, snotty punk record. So we kind of didn't indulge these tangents to go off and do whatever. And this time it was just what came out of it. And everyone was super open-minded, and I think it turned out great as a result of it. You know, the quieter moments, the kind of different moments that aren't so conventionally what Gallows has been so far, it lets it breathe a little bit. And I think when it comes back in and there's that punch, you know, it's that kick in the face is like that much more rattling because it's had that second, that quiet moment.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the sound of the record itself is extraordinary, and especially, as you said, those big moments come, you really feel them. It is less punk. This record is certainly less punk than previous Gallows records. Is that gonna confuse fans? Do you feel like the punk tag is going to start to disappear when people describe what Gallows is all about?
I mean, by the time, you know, you are writing your fourth record, I feel like the punkest thing you can do is not write a punk record.
Absolutely. Otherwise, you just become, what, predictable, just churning out the same stuff?
Yeah, you know, you've got to challenge yourself and try and push forward and do something new. And the bands that we all look up to and the artists we like the most, I think, have record catalogs that are very vast and diverse like that. And if you just try and rehash the same stuff, you know, what's the point?
Absolutely. Well, I know the Clash are a band that's close to your heart. I mean, look at their career. Look where they took their music.
No, absolutely. I mean, and some of the most interesting stuff they did, you know, it's like when they start really experimenting with like, okay, this is Paul's take on hip hop or something, you know, and they're always one step ahead. And I'm by no means trying to compare us to the Clash, but that's a very much a band that I look up to in the fact of they're always challenging themselves. They're always trying to change the story of the band. And I think that's something that I aspire to do as well.
Okay, from Gallows, Wade McNeil there on Triple J, having a chat to me this week about the new album, Desolation Sounds. I did right at the end of the interview just sort of go into the reunion of Alexis on Fire, because Wade used to be with Alexis on Fire, and it was announced a couple of weeks ago that they're back doing shows around August time. So I'll get to that in just a moment, but have a listen to this. You may not have heard this before. This is another taste of new music from Gallows, from the album, which is out in a few weeks' time. This is the opening track. Have a listen to this. Here it is. And is the Alexis on Fire reunion thing going to throw a spanner in the works for your plans for Gallows later this year?
No, I mean, it's that's very much just there's a few shows in a kind of short window of time where everybody's off. So, no, I don't think so at all.
All right. So that's only a short thing. That's not an ongoing thing.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, we didn't get back together to break up again. At the same time, like everyone, even more so than Gallows, everyone in Alexis has, you know, a million other things going on, you know. Gallows has a new record that he's working on. Everybody's doing, you know. Yeah, what's different about Alexis, too, is, like, the people have kids and stuff, so it's changes it.
Yeah. Well, that just came like a bolt from the blue because, of course, you came out here to do the sort of the farewell tour a few years ago. So that one sort of surprised us. But the plans ahead, Gallows, Alexis on Fire, whatever. Are you coming to Australia sometime later this year, do you think?
I really hope so. It's one of my favourite places to tour. Tropical Canada.
Tropical Canada. That's great. Yeah. I've never heard it described that way, but I'll take it. I like Canada. Canadians are great. Australians are great. So I'll take that.
Great.
On Triple J, that was Wade McNeil from Gallows having a chat to me. So, yeah, Alexis on Fire. So he was kind of, I don't know, he kind of kept it open as to what their plans are beyond those couple of dates which they've announced happening around August time. I kind of think that they'll just keep on sort of doing those shows as they come up with Alexis on Fire because, as he said, most of the band have kids now. They're kind of settled down. They're doing other things. So I think they're just going to take those opportunities when they arrive. And they're not going to commit to anything beyond that. But anyway, the Gallows record, you heard before that Mystic Death, which is the opening track. What a great moment too from the album. Desolation Sounds, it's going to be released the weekend after Easter, so a couple of weekends' time away. The rest of the new music from Gallows will drop.